الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلوات الله وسلامه عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. Our dear and honored respected elders, beloved fathers and mothers, respected brothers and sisters in Islam, and our innocent children, I greet you all. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. يقول الله جل وعلا أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الناس إنا خلقناكم من ذكر وأنثى وجعلناكم شعوبا وقبائل لتعارفوا إن أكرمكم عند الله أتقاكم إن الله عليم خبير. All thanks and praises be unto Allah تبارك وتعالى. Our love, our salams and salawat goes out to our beloved Nabi Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, his noble family, his companions and friends, and all those who follow his divinely inspired tariqah and sunnah path until the final hour. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide each and every one of us, our hearts, to be from among those who emulate his example, who mold their lives in accordance with his sunnah. In the verse that we've recited, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses mankind, ya ayyuhan nas. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings to attention that Allah ta'ala created mankind, humankind, from one single soul, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had created them from a single pair of male and female. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, min dhakarin wa untha, after that Allah ta'ala had created mankind, humankind, into different nations, into different tribes, and that diversity with which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then in other parts of the Holy Quran alludes to an infinity of such diversity. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all of this, in then confirming and establishing this principle of diversity in his creation of humankind, indeed and in fact, as is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's creation, this principle underlines every other form of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's creation as well, and that is that it is characterized preeminently by an infinity of diversity. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then in this verse establishes the purpose behind the phenomenon of this diversity in his creation, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says very, very simply and very powerfully for all of us, لِتَعَارَفُ. The purpose for all of this, the reason for all of this, is that you may learn from one another. That you may learn to know one another. And learning to know one another, and learning from one another, and appreciating and showing a sense of recognition of the other has a huge and vast value system which is presupposed to underpin all of it. It is impossible for any human being to learn from another human being if in the least that person deems himself to be somewhat better than that other person. And then the entire spectrum of such values that underpin the humanity of a person and the preeminent quality of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam of humanity and humanitarianism, which is a requisite in order for such a principle or such a command from Allah to find fulfillment within ourselves. لِتَعَارَفُ, in order that you may learn to know from one another. كَقِطَعِ اللَّيْلِ الْمُظْلِمِ. In other instances he speaks of, you shall try to hold on to your deen, but it will be as easy or as difficult like somebody who tries to grasp in his hand and clasp a burning piece of rock of coal. And so these trials and challenges, I believe, glorification
of the waste of values of humankind that we see being mainstreamed today, of white supremacism, of hatred, of Islamophobia and racism, and just of indignity and dehumanizing of the plight of those who are the most afflicted and vulnerable, such as refugees, in the context of the Trump administration in the world today. These are issues that are certainly not isolated issues. It must be read in conjunction with what is unfolding continuously and has been for a long time in the Muslim world, a form of rampant hate, rampant disregard and intolerance and hatred among one another, which graduated into the spilling of blood, the letting of blood in the most rampant form and for the most trivial, seemingly, of purposes and causes. And so, our beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I think, is instructive to us in these times when he says, when these fitan and these tribulations are there, he says that it's only those who are really foolhardy that go headlong and confront these challenges, because he says that man ashrafaha istashrafa, the one who wants to go and confront these trials and tribulations headlong, they shall destroy him. Because you don't really know what's going on. These vast measures of speculation that you have to, of necessity, participate and partake in. And the point is that it is just not clear. The point is that there is confusion. There is large-scale crisis, which is really based on all forms of ambiguities, all forms of lack of clear understanding, etc., etc. And so, what we ought to be doing, I think, and those of us, yes, who are in certain positions, obviously, they will make the analyses, they will, and that's their responsibility. And it begins to guide us, but these are not exact sciences, and we certainly have lots of analyses that will contradict one another. And so, Allah says, لِتَعَارَفُوا. We see that there in Texas, at this Victoria Islamic Center, when the mosque burned down, and the investigations are still supposed to be ongoing, but the mosque also was subjected to some vandalism in the past week or so. Then the masjid, being uninhabitable for its worshippers, was then reciprocated by the Jewish and the Christian communities there. Four Christian communities made their churches available to the Muslim community. A synagogue was made available to the Muslim community there for their worshipping purposes. And these leaders in those churches and in that synagogue very clearly state the fact that they know these people. They know these Muslims. They know the leaders within this community and in the society. And they felt for them. After all, these are our brothers and sisters in humanity. As Allah and our beloved Nabi Muhammad says, that you don't have faith when you do not love for your brother what you love for yourself. Nonetheless, as authoritative, historically and in our own tradition, as Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani says, that brother there is your brother in humanity, that you love for him that which you love for yourself, and that you love your neighbor as you love yourself. And that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam demonstrated how he loved his Christian and his Jewish neighbors, sometimes beyond the call of sometimes our assessments, when the intuitive response would have been one of reciprocation of like animosity, he would typically be described by companions who subsequently embraced Islam, and they record that he, prior to the Islam, would be the most hated person unto them. Despite that, and during that, he would show kindness, generosity unto them, to the extent that they could not help themselves. But he became the most loved person unto them. Allah says in the Quran, اِدَفَعْ بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ and repel لَتَسْتَوِي الْحَسَنَ وَلَا السَّيِّئَةَ. Goodness and evil, they are not the same. But اِدَفَعْ بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ. So repel that evil, repel the harm with that which is best, that which is better, in fact, in this context. If you do that, فَإِذَا الَّذِي بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَهُ عَدَاوَةٌ, you shall find that the one between whom and yourself there is animosity, enmity, and hatred, كَأَنَّهُ وَلِيٌّ حَمِيمٌ, he shall become as if he is your warmest bosom friend. These are explicit guidelines in the Holy Quran, about which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says further, وَمَا يُلَقَّاهَا إِلَّا الَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا, and none shall be able to purvey of that except those who are patient and who persevere. وَمَا يُلَقَّاهَا إِلَّا ذُو حَظٍ عَظِيمٍ, and none shall be able to purvey of that except those who are indeed endowed with greatness, with a great share and a great portion of wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. And so we find that as a Muslim community here in the Cape and in South Africa, we have a wonderful history, and this is the week of Interfaith Harmony, World Interfaith Harmony Week. We find that as a Muslim community, we are fortunate in our struggle history and in our, perhaps to a lesser extent, our recent history, we have a very strong interfaith movement or sense, or awareness and consciousness that is there, which we are definitely not availing of. Except maybe in Claremont Main Road Masjid. Imam Rashid is maybe the Imam of the Imams of the Masjid, maybe the Imam of all the Masajid. And we need to learn from this. We need to pick up on this, because this sense of understanding and love and appreciation of one another, the very interfaith movement in our country, especially in the Western Cape, under the authority of some of the leaders among it, confess that maybe the reasons why it is not as effective today as it may have been at the time when we had a common enemy was because the challenge of actually bringing to fruition these values where we at a leadership level are interacting with one another, we cannot bring to fruition and to reality amongst and in our own congregations. It reminds me of a platform in our country, the United Ulama Council of South Africa, where I also serve, that we have this wonderful, actually unique platform where ulama and scholars from the Deoband persuasion and ulama and scholars of the Barelwi persuasion work harmoniously together. The challenge that remains is that level of harmonious cooperation that exists there at the forum. The challenge is about how that extent of harmonious cooperation, understanding, love, and tolerance for one another actually filters down to a grassroots level. The interfaith complexities, I think, even spike now, in my humble view, when one considers the context of the legislation of hate crimes and hate speech. You find that, this is my reading, and I may be wrong, that those who are at the forefront from Christian communities to counter this phenomenon or this process are churches from a more evangelical, more inclining towards the right, hue and color. And what they actually want to protect is your and my guess. I think from a Muslim community's perspective, we really need something like this. Because the extent of hatred, and I don't believe that is the solution in that form, but we need something like this. Because the extent of hatred of the other that emanates from an other is real and worrying and a concern. And somehow we are finding it opportune to want to align ourselves to forums like that in this process of this legislation of these pieces of law. And so, I'm not saying that that is absolutely wrong. I'm raising the questions within an interfaith context of some of the issues that could sidetrack us from what we ought to be doing. That when this hatred is directed at us, we should be Muslim. When this hatred is directed at us, we should promote Islam. And so in America, you know, on a lighter note, Donald Trump is attributed with some success in the first few days of his presidency when he wanted to ensure that Islam is curbed. And then you find, because of these events and because of these things that are happening to Muslims, that people of humanity are coming out and standing in solidarity with the Muslim community like never before. And you find that in places most unexpected, like Hollywood, placards are raised, "We are all Muslim." We have to be Muslim. We have to live Islam. We have to promote the values of Islam that will allow us to fulfill the words of Allah, لِتَعَارَفُوا. Those are the values of humanitarianism of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That in the face of adversity, he would opt for forgiveness. In the face of animosity, he would opt for pardon. In the face of injustice, he would opt for pardon. On his scabbard, the Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as he reminded to himself, is engraved, "O Fuman Dalanak, pardon that and those who are unjust towards you. Sulman Qatar, mend the ties of those who cut you off. Wa ahsin ila man asa'a ilayk, and be good unto those who do bad unto you." These are the values, I believe, of Islam, which will be instrumental for Islam to be known as it should be known. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide our hearts collectively to the goodness that each and every one of us will be able to contribute and to participate in the collective way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala see the good in all of us. Our beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, see the good in all of us collectively. May Allah Ta'ala grant that during these trying times, wisdom prevails and that leadership prevails with wisdom. And we pray for this congregation to continue with that good wisdom and the leadership in this mosque. Allah Ta'ala protect us all. Subhanallah wa hamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Alhamdulillah. الحمد لله الذي جعل الإسلام دينا لنا وجعله منهجا كاملا من حياة الفرد والمجتمع وكرمنا بمحمد النبي الأمي الذي ختم الله به رسالة السماوية وجعله ناسخا لجميع الأديان السماوية السابقة أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. عباد الله صلوا على البشير النذير، فقد أمركم الله بذلك في كتابه العزيز، قال الله تعالى: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على عبدك ورسولك محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. وارض اللهم عن الخلفاء الراشدين المهديين أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي، وعن بقية أصحابه وأزواجه وأهل بيته ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم آمنا في أوطاننا، وأصلح أمتنا وولاة أمورنا، واجعل ولايتنا في من خافك واتقاك يا رب العالمين. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه، ولا تجعل ملتبسا علينا فنضله يا رب العالمين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله العظيم الجليل يذكركم، واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. أقيموا صفوفكم وأقم الصلاة.